Hey, welcome to the Actor's Career Compass, where we give actionable bite-sized tips to help you navigate your acting career. I'm your host, Martin Benson, and today I'll be answering a common question I get, which is how to get your child started in acting. If you have a question you'd like me to answer on this podcast, don't hesitate to email me, martin@cityheadshots.com, because great questions make for great podcast episodes. Now, regardless of who you are, the steps are generally the same to get started. But there's a few key differences specifically for kids that I'll get into soon. So in order to get started, first you need to make sure that your child actually enjoys acting. So have them take some classes or do some free community theater work to see how they like it. Next, you need to start getting them auditions for independent projects without an agent. Have them do about 2 or 3 unpaid projects first, and then a few paid projects. And then once they have about 3 to 5 credits, you can start looking for an agent for them or a manager who will be able to connect them with much bigger productions. So before we get into some specifics about kids, let me briefly tell you about my mini course called Kickstart Your Acting Career. This is a 5-day course that dives deep on how to start getting consistent auditions if you don't have an agent, credits, or reel yet. It's specifically for like brand new actors. Getting consistent auditions for legitimate projects is critical if you want to start building your resume and have a shot at getting an agent. So if your child is not already getting at least 1 to 2 auditions each week, Kickstart Your Acting Career would be extremely beneficial for them. So you can visit kickstartminicourse.com. Again, that's Kickstart Mini, M-I-N-I, course. kickstartminicourse.com. And you can see some more info about the course and sign up there. Now, specifically for kids, there are a few things to keep in mind as you get them started in acting. Okay. First off, don't just assume that acting is about becoming famous. I get so many emails each day from people asking about how to get an agent immediately to start their kids getting in blockbuster films, but it doesn't work like that. Your kid has to love acting and be willing to put in at least 1 or 2 before their career will start to grow in any significant way. All right. Next thing, I want you to be aware of scheduling. A lot of productions shoot smack dab in the middle of the week, meaning that they can get in the way of school and work. So just make sure that you have plans in place so that your child can attend auditions and shoots. The industry is smaller than you'd think, and people do talk. If you miss an audition that you're scheduled for, or your child shows up late on set, that can kill their chances of having a successful acting career. So you don't want to take that risk, okay? Number three, another thing to be aware of is that children actually have an easier time at getting an agent than adults. But of course, agents are still discerning. So I would recommend that you start looking for an agent while you're submitting your child yourself using online casting websites to build up those first 3 to 5 credits. Okay, so many agents won't require those credits for kids, but they will require their acting technique to be on point and really, really good. And having a few credits on their resume is going to help with all of that. And it's also going to help with their confidence. So for most actors, I recommend that they wait to look for an agent until they have 3 to 5 credits. For kids, I recommend that they start looking for an agent while they're getting those 3 to 5 credits. And that leads me to number 4, which is beware of scammers. Okay, so there's a lot of people out there who will try to take advantage of parents because they assume that parents who are getting their kids into acting don't know a lot about the industry, and also that they're willing to spend more money on their kids' careers. So do be careful with that. There's one example is like agents that are actually charging fees. And I go into depth on this on one of my first podcast episodes. I think it's called like What Fees Should Agents Charge? So I recommend listening to that before you start looking for an agent. But then there's also other things like big multi-month programs that you might sign your child up for where they're going to say, hey, you're going to do all of these classes. And then at the end of this, you're going to have a showcase where you're going to get to talk to agents and meet them. And it's just, you got to be careful because some of those showcases are not necessarily that legit. And sometimes those agents who are there are only planning to sign people who have a lot of credits already to their name. Again, this applies slightly less to kids because most of the time kids don't have that many credits. So agents are a little bit more lenient, as I said earlier, but you still want to be careful. Like if your child is brand new and you don't really think that their acting technique is fully there yet, don't waste too much money going to one of these big programs because they're never going to be signed by an agent if their acting technique is not on point. Okay. Number five, during the first few years, if you decide to do this without much guidance, just be aware that finding paid acting work for your child will be a struggle. Okay, so know that the money that's going to be made from acting and on productions, it's going to be minimal, so you don't want to depend on it. Once your child joins a union like SAG-AFTRA and they start booking bigger jobs, their income is going to go up as well. But again, it's unless you're working with someone like a career coach or something who's helping you navigate things, it can take a couple of years before your child starts getting any significant career money. So you don't want to put yourself in a situation where, like, you know, you're depending on any of the money that's coming in from their career. Next thing, make sure to support your child emotionally. They can feel a lot of stress trying to do a good job and make you proud. Some kids get depressed under the strain, especially because they get so much rejection in auditions, and it's easy for them to look at other actors, especially like in audition rooms or even in classes, right? You look around and you're a kid and you're like, I think all these other actors are so much better than me. Do I even feel like I belong here? It's like horrible, but it's, you know, so you need to really support them, be there for them, check in with them. You know, just make sure that they're feeling happy and feeling supported. Number seven, of course, I recommend chatting with an entertainment lawyer. Make sure that you understand the contracts you're signing and make sure that your child is legally allowed to work. You know, there's certain working papers that you may need to get for your child. I'm not a lawyer myself. I do have a great article called Actor Contracts. So I think if you type city headshots and then actor contracts into Google, it will show up and it kind of goes through a lot of the key things that you should be aware of when it comes to contracts. I definitely recommend checking that article out. And then again, before you sign anything, make sure that you do have some sort of lawyer look it over because there are some things that there's been situations that actors just get themselves in, which kind of hurts their career for a few years, and they kind of wish that they hadn't signed something. And you also may want to look into some trust accounts just to be sure that their finances are being dealt with properly. Number eight, be prepared for interest changes. Kids, you know, I mean, I have a kid myself. He's about to be 4 years old, and 1 week he loves something, the next week he hates it. You know, kids can be interested in one thing this month, something totally different next month. I know I was like that when I was a kid. Sometimes I still am, honestly. Sometimes I get totally into something and then a couple of weeks later, I'm not thinking about it at all. So just take that into consideration before investing thousands of dollars in marketing materials like headshots or shooting footage for your reel or investing in like a 6 month acting program if they're going to get tired of it. If they've already been doing acting for a while and they've been taking a lot of classes, you're probably safer, obviously, than if they just got interested in acting last week. But this is one of the reasons that I recommend signing up for, you know, things that are only maybe like a month or two long at the beginning. Like a 6 week program could be perfect for a young actor as opposed to a 6 month program, you know, just in case. And it's also a lot more affordable, obviously. Of course, remember that for the best chance of them continuing in this, you want to be giving them tons of positive reinforcement and keep the negativity to a minimum. All right. And lastly, number nine, keep in mind that acting careers can be crazy. They can require long hours on set, unexpected and odd working hours. You know, like I know sometimes you might be required to be on set by like 6 a.m. or you might be ending a shoot at 2 in the morning, right? I've directed films and you never know. These things happen. It can be crazy, especially in independent productions that are not affiliated with the union. Obviously, an acting career can also require a lot of travel as they get more success in it. So don't be surprised if these things happen and you're suddenly trying to manage crazy schedules, especially if you have another kid. So just keep that stuff in mind. Now, before we end, if you are ready to give your child's acting career a boost, I'd like to briefly talk about my career coaching services for actors. I work with actors all over the world to help them get their careers going. I can help your child start quickly booking paid acting work. And because they're young, they'll have a much easier time getting a legitimate agent who works hard to help them get major acting roles. So if you're interested in learning more about that, you can send an email to me, martin@cityheadshots.com. That's Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, at City, C-I-T-Y, Headshots, with an S. Martin@cityheadshots.com, if you'd like to learn more. And that's pretty much it. Thank you for listening. All I have is one ask of you. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. If you've already subscribed, please leave a review on iTunes or Spotify. It's seriously the most helpful thing you can possibly do for me as I look to grow this podcast. You just search the Actor's Career Compass on either platform. You'll find it there. Reviews just help a lot. They can basically make these episodes more easy to be found and for more actors to be more likely to give them a listen if they're not sure yet. So thank you so much, and I will see you soon.